Jack McLam program. I'm that old cop Jack McLam, retired up here in the great Rocky Mountains of Idaho, USA. Good to be back with you today. We're talking to you from the headquarters of our two police and military association. One is our Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on constitutional issues, and the other one is our Police and Military Against the New World Order organization that has taken on an international flavor over the years. As police officers, soldiers, and private individuals have gotten involved with us from other nations. Yes, other nations, of course, as our listening audience knows, are fighting the international crime cabal that has taken over their nation, just like they've taken over the nation here in America, in Britain, and in Israel, and other places. Australia, New Zealand, and others are fighting these same international crime families that control their nations. And so it's good to work with people of other nations that love God and love freedom like we do here in the United States and work together to network to try to defeat God's enemies. Let's see. I want to bring to your attention, first of all, I want to thank John Stadtmiller for having Ted Pike on. We had just got back in here ready to start the program and had a call from Ted. Was trying to get him on my program, and we called about 10 times, but his phone was busy, and guess why? Brother John had him on. Very important issue, folks. Very important issue. I hope all of you will get involved in calling your elected things and tell them how you feel about this this hate crime legislation that's going to end free speech in America. And it will also end preachers preaching the full and total Word of God, as you know. You know, they won't be able to preach about what God said about homosexuality, sodomy, and so forth, and many other things they won't be able to preach in the Holy Bible if this hate legislation gets passed, just like has happened in Canada where people go to jail, preachers go to jail for preaching the Word of God. And it has a tremendous chilling effect on preachers and Christians talking about things that God said were an abomination. So this is very serious, folks, and I guess our listeners know that. And I'm sure you're going to get involved and help us to let our elected things know that we don't want any part of this in America. We want to keep our First Amendment protected rights that are inalienable rights from God. We'll be back in just a couple minutes and talk to you about Second Amendment Sisters. Stay tuned for more.
Hello, this is Christine with BringHemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring Them Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring 'em Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringhemhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Listen to what Cocoon GH has done for another satisfied user.
I've been meaning to let you good people know about my fantastic results after using the Cocoon GH for only a few weeks. Before I started using GH, I had severe pain in my right shoulder, to the point of not being able to take off my shirt. But within the first few days of using GH, I realized the pain was dramatically reduced. I could not believe it. I thought I was bluffing myself. Within another week, I had full use of my shoulder. The pain was nearly all gone. Also, my gray hair is about 75% less now, to my surprise. I have a lot better energy now. I feel like I can do a lot more. I have more will to go on and make life wonderful in my golden years. I started a physical fitness program because I feel so good. I have get up and go like when I was younger. I am really thankful for this product and will continue using it from now on.
Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hey folks, we're back here. This is that old cop, Jack McLam. And I want to tell you that before we go to Second Amendment Sisters here, a very fine Second Amendment organization for women who love freedom and love being able to protect themselves and their families, I want to say that this hate crimes legislation also will end our ability to communicate on issues like we communicate here at Republic Broadcasting Network. Handing out tapes and anything that would go against the government, actually not the government, but these two special private organizations in America, the Southern Poverty Pimp Law Center, Morris Sleaze's group, who has been had a special relationship with the federal government for years and years, and Morris Sleaze picks out who he hates and who certain groups in America hate, and tells the FBI that these are the hate groups in America. And the ADL does the same thing, Anti-Defamation League. They pick out the groups they hate, and many of them are Christian groups, and they give the FBI the list that they believe are haters, and the FBI goes by that. So, folks, you may very well be a hater out there in the eyes of these private organizations that are, I would say, under the definition of domestic terrorism that the government uses to list me and others as domestic terrorists, and many of you out there, that without a doubt, Morris Lees and his group and the ADL are domestic terrorists in the United States under the definition that they've made up themselves. So anyway, I know you had heard quite a lot on John's show about it, and I just pray that each of you will get involved, because it does no good to anyone if you're the most educated person in the concentration camp. You learn all these things and you gripe about all these things, and I have a lot of friends like that, and then they do nothing. And so this is not the way to regain our freedoms and to put down those people in control of our government today that hate God and hate freedom for anybody but their own family. And I'm proud to say the Second Amendment sisters down there in Austin, Texas, are up and at it again. Praise God. They're a wonderful organization for women who know the importance of being well-armed and knowing how to use weapons to protect themselves and their family and their country. Lakeway, Texas, sisters say gun confiscation unacceptable. The confiscations of legally owned firearms in New Orleans sets a dangerous precedent, says women's self-defense advocacy group, Second Amendment Sisters. Whatever happened to the land of the free and the home of the brave, where a man's house is his castle, and he has a right to defend it against all enemies, foreign and domestic, said Mary Thompson, one of the founders of SAS. The firearms confiscation began in anticipation of a mandatory evacuation of those still remaining in New Orleans almost 2 weeks ago, or no, 2 weeks after Hurricane Katrina left the city in ruins. But Second Amendment Sisters says this is no excuse. Complete cities have been wiped out in Mississippi, and I don't see the government there declaring a state of martial law and suspending the people's right to self-defense, said SAS Director Lee Ann Carducci. There is no word on what steps are being taken to return the confiscated weapons to their rightful owners, but the fact that guns are being seized all flies in the face of reason. This is happening because of the erroneous, long-held liberal belief that law-abiding gun owners are murderous monsters waiting to happen, said Deb Allthreat, Second Amendment Sisters founder, A-L-T-R-A-T-H. How would you say that? Allthreat. Deb, anyway. We'll just call her Deb, Second Amendment founder, Sisters founder. She says here, it hasn't happened so far. Why should things change now? The only problem in New Orleans have come about because the thugs who are taking advantage of an extraordinary circumstance. How are the good people of New Orleans going to be able to defend themselves against that, especially when law enforcement is stretched to the limit? Don't they deserve to protect themselves? Second Amendment Sisters Incorporated is a woman's advocacy group dedicated to preserving the basic human rights of self-defense as recognized by the Second Amendment of the United States Constitution. They oppose any infringement upon this sacred right. Second Amendment Sisters is a grassroots organization dedicated to preserving the basic human right of self-defense. I'd like you to get a hold of these people, folks. If you have a lady in your life, or if you are a lady who believes in packing, and that is being prepared to protect yourself and your family at all times, then get a hold of Second Amendment Sisters and support them. I support them, and I'm not a girl, okay? But as a cop of many, many years and seeing women horribly abused, and their children murdered before their eyes because the women didn't have any way to protect themselves or their family, you know that this cop is a supporter of Second Amendment Sisters. So here's how you get a hold of them, folks. www.2, and then for amendment, that's the two is for second. And then for amendment, there's an A, and then the word sisters, and that's all one word. Let me give it to you again now. www.2asisters.org. Okay, www.2 asisters.org. Very fine organization, and I've enjoyed a relationship with them for some time over these years, that they've been fighting to keep America free and keep us safe in our homes, in our cars, and as we walk about the towns and cities that we live in. Well, what do you think of Hugo Chavez now, folks, Venezuela's president? Have you heard about the speech he gave at the United Nations? Well, you probably have not, unless you've been listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, okay? Because that's about the only place you're going to hear these type of things is on our mass communication systems we've set up over the United States and around the world. Yes, I think that Hugo Chavez knows exactly what's happening in the United States because of his speech before the United Nations. I'm sure you've probably heard that President Bush, who hates this guy because he's a holdout against the international Antichrist world government system that's being set up right now, just like Saddam Hussein was. Saddam Hussein wouldn't be a part of it. Neither would Slobodan Milosevic. You see what we did to Slobodan Milosevic, because he told the New World Order to take a hike. And we destroyed that Christian nation. We went in and bombed that Christian nation into the Stone Ages and set the Muslim drug dealers over them. The Kosovarian, I think that's how you say it, Kosovarian, that's the way I'm saying it, Muslim drug dealers over that Christian nation, and it's still in control of it today in Serbia. And, of course, Saddam Hussein had thumbed his nose at George Bush in the international world order and did a number of things to tick off George Bush and his international crime buddies. And here's Hugo Chavez down there. I don't think he has a death wish, but I think death could very well visit him, and I'm sad to say that, because he's a holdout. He's standing up for what he believes. He's a little socialist, yes he is, and his friend, he has a friend named Fidel Castro. But, you know, I guess some of us probably have friends we don't really, we'd like to buy back our introduction to some of our own friends out there. But to share with you what he said at the United Nations, we had to go to the French newspaper agent in France, okay? And this came out 9/16/05, just a few days ago. But Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez, Bush hates him so bad that he would not allow him to attend the United Nations Forum, the big assembly there, for all the world. 170 state heads of state and government leaders were at the summit at the United Nations. And wouldn't you know, Bush and his bandito agency head refused that Hugo Chavez could bring in his security people with him, which every head of state has with them when they go around the world, as Traitor Bush does. Of course, he has his security team, and they also have a medical team in case somebody takes a shot at him or they get hurt in some way or have a heart attack or whatever. They have a medical team travel with him. Well, Bush stopped him from bringing in his security team. If he wanted to come to America, he had to come without any security. Boy, that's a spooky thing for President Hugo Chavez to do. And without his medical team traveling with him. So, but Hugo Chavez came anyway. He's quite the man, I think. We disagree in a lot of political ways with a socialist, but it lies the problem with the Republican Socialist Party and Democratic Socialist Party. So I guess one more socialist coming into the nation shouldn't be a problem for the president. But here's what happened. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez called the United States a terrorist state. Oh, my goodness gracious. We'll talk about that when we come back after the break, folks. You know, he's not wrong. And if you don't know why, I'll tell you when we get back. Stay tuned for more of the Officer Jack McLam program.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Hello, this is Christine with BringemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Brigham Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Brigham Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at brighamhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
Officer Jack McGlam program. We're talking about this guy, Hugo Chavez, that just chafed our terrorist president and our treasonous president to pieces. I mean, he's just like a burr under his saddle because he's not going along and he's got a big mouth. He's not going along with the New World Order, Antichrist world government system, and he's got a big mouth. And he somehow keeps getting the word out here in America. I wonder how he does that. I had to go to the French newspaper agency to get this article here. But anyway, at the UN, the conference, the big UN conference happened just a few days ago. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez had to come without his security, without his medical doctors, because he wanted to talk before the United Nations, and he came anyway. He's a gutsy little guy, I'll tell you that much. But he didn't lie when he called America, before the United Nations headquarters, a terrorist state. Now, I will say that Hugo Chavez is a smart man. I'm just going to give him that. Most of these dictators and these leftists are smart men. They know what is going on behind the scenes. So I'm sure that he knows that it is not the United States that's the terrorist state. What he knows, of course, and he can't say, evidently, before the United Nations, is these international crime families that control our government are terrorists, like the Bush crime family. And this is what he is saying in essence. So don't feel bad that he's calling you and me terrorists when he says these things about the United States. He knows full well that we are controlled by these international bandits, And that's who he's talking about. But anyway, he says the United States is a terrorist state and said the United Nations headquarters should be moved away from New York. Hallelujah, folks. There's not many of our listeners out there that do not agree with that. We've been trying to get that communist organization out of this nation for years and years. So I will support Hugo Chavez, and our two police and military associations will support him in getting the UN out of the United States. The outspoken Chavez littered his speech to the UN World Summit with anti-U.S. comments, which were strongly applauded. Interesting, isn't it, folks? Strongly applauded. The ally of Cuba's President Fidel Castro followed this up with a press conference at which he accused the U.S. administration of supporting terrorism. Folks, he also knows, because he's a smart man, that we don't just support terrorism. These international crime families that control our nation commit terrorism. He knows, without any doubt, that the pillars, the columns inside the Oklahoma City Federal Mirror Building were surrounded with explosives, and it was brought down from inside. He's not a fool. He knows that the first World Center bombing, because it was in the newspapers, the FBI had a federal informant inside that organization of Arabs that were going to blow up the World Trade Center, and they know that he was reporting to the FBI every single day as to the very moment that the explosion was going to happen, and his FBI handler, female type, told him, don't worry, we're going to go in and we're going to change the explosive to a non-explosive material. Well, of course, you know the story. The FBI allowed the building to be blown up on purpose because that's the goal in America, to have terrorism, to get you and me to give up our constitutionally protected rights because we have such great fear and there's such chaos in the streets that we're willing to give up our constitutionally protected rights in order to have peace and safety. So Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez also knows that four different nations called the United States and told them that the World Trade Center towers were going to be attacked, and everybody knew it, allegedly, except our government, these international crime lords at the top of our government, and he knows that our government was involved in blowing up the World Trade Center the second time. And so when he calls our nation a terrorist, that our administration supports terrorism, they certainly do, and they commit terrorism against their own people. But that's been a tactic and technique for many, many years, many, many hundreds of years, by leaders that want to terrorize their own people to get the people to accept an answer to terrorism that they would have never accepted had their own government not created terrorism against them. And that is martial law in America. Now, President Hugo Chavez knows all of this. Certainly he does. So when he says we support terrorism, he knows that that's true, not you and me, but these international crime lords that control our administration. Tensions have been mounting between the United States and Venezuela for months. President George W. Bush's government has accused Chavez of becoming a destabilizing influence in Latin America. You know, if you're against the New World Order and you don't want to turn your nation over to these international thieves, folks, you're a destabilizing influence. Absolutely. Hallelujah. I hope that all of our listeners out there are destabilizing influences to this Antichrist government that we have here in America. Well, Chavez has in turn threatened to cut off his country's valuable oil supplies to the United States. Well, what do you think, folks? What are they, 21% of the oil we get, something like that, comes from Latin America? I'm not sure. Don't quote me on that figure, but it's a lot. And so, boy, do we have a chess game going on here. We'll be right. We'll finish up what he said at the United Nations here and what we're going to do about it. Okay, we'll be back in just a moment.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Pain medication can't heal the cause of your pain. But what if the pain is so great as to make it unbearable without it? Listen to the results of one 44-year-old man.
My name is John Frey. I have fibromyalgia and was taking 12 to 14 Ultram tablets a day just to try to stay pain-free. I also had headaches, which would incapacitate me. I also had severe allergies and was dealing with arthritis, which set in after two compression fractures. After just 3 weeks on Cocoon GH, I noticed my pain was gone, and I no longer needed to take the Ultram anymore. My headaches disappeared, and my allergies are virtually gone. My energy level has increased, and I feel better today than I have in 15 years. My graying hair has also started to darken, and a bald spot on my head has started to grow hair again. My wife got on Cocoon GH, and after only 8 days, a lower back pain that she had suffered with for 14 years has gone away permanently. She no longer takes Celebrex. Thanks for such a wonderful product.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-6833. That's 888-988-6833.
Hello, this is Christine with BringemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Brigham Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Brigham Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at brighamhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big-money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Jack McLam, and I'm on a tirade here, I guess. I'm really tickled. I'm really tickled to hear this little tin pox dictator down there, although duly elected by the people in Venezuela. So I guess you can't call him a dictator, but he's a little leftist, and but he's standing up to this international crime syndicate in Washington D.C., and I'm getting a kick out of it myself. I think his life's in jeopardy tremendously, that he's not long for this mortal soil, because the Bush crime family will take you out in a heartbeat, no problem whatsoever. If they'll kill millions and millions of Americans, his daddy bringing cocaine and heroin into the United States for decades to feed into the veins of little black and Latino and white children, you know that this family's problem with taking out one president in Venezuela is no problem whatsoever. But let me finish this up here. I just get a chuckle out of this. Chavez told the General Assembly, no, wait a minute, I got to back up and get into Pat Robertson here. Yeah, our good Christian 33rd degree Mason, Pat Robertson. By the way, once you get up to 33rd degree, actually 32nd degree, you learn that the god of Freemasonry is Lucifer himself. And Pat Robertson, of course, is a 33rd degree member, and he knows that. But anyway, he says here, Their dispute, George W. Bush and Chavez, has been spiked up by a call from U.S. conservative evangelist Pat Robertson for the United States to assassinate Chavez, a comment he caught so much heat for he had to apologize for later. Chavez told the U.N. General Assembly that the United States was a country that does not respect the resolutions of this U.N. Assembly. Well, I think we have to mail Hugo Chavez a copy of Animal Farm. He doesn't seem to realize that there are special people, more special than other people on this earth, because he thinks that UN resolutions for a family like the Bush family and the, well, any U.S. president in the last, since the seventh president of the United States, Andrew Jackson, has been in the pocket of the international crime lords, the international banksters, and so forth. So he seems to think that these resolutions passed out by the General Assembly is for everybody to follow. But the Bush crime family, of course, doesn't believe that way. And it's obvious because George W. Bush says that we have to go get Saddam Hussein because he disobeyed 17 of the UN resolutions. We have to go get him. But there's that Israel over there, 75, 78 UN resolutions they've disobeyed. We didn't go to Israel and jump on the Israelis over there because they disobeyed the resolutions of the assembly. But that's the way it is with this society today that built this international society of criminals that built the United Nations, a Marxist-led organization, to serve as the Antichrist world government system. They don't believe that they have to obey the rules of this international body, and indeed they don't, because behind the scenes, they are the ones that pull the strings of the United Nations. We are deceiving ourselves if we believe that 180-some heads of states of government leaders there in that little round room control anything. Or their presidents of their nations, or dictators of their nations, control anything. They don't. The international crime families who started the United Nations system back in 1945, wasn't it? I think have controlled it ever since. And so Bush knows he doesn't have to obey those resolutions. Okay, but anyway, so Chavez was right that the country, not the country, he's wrong, it's the international crime families control this nation, the USA, that do not respect the resolutions of this assembly, but that's what he said. The loud applause, he said he got loud applause, or that's what this report from the French press says, that to loud applause he took up the call of Latin American revolutionary Simon Bolivar for the UN headquarters to be moved to an international city in the Southern Hemisphere. And once again, our two police and military associations would highly support that. We will go there with our dollies and with our little hand carts, and we'll help them move out of this nation. Just tell us when and where they're going to out of this nation. We'll go help them move. So thank you, Hugo Chavez, for bringing that very important issue up again. Get the UN out of the United Nations, or out of the United States. But he went on to say, it is time to think about an international city, he said, just before being told that his speech had gone beyond the allotted 15 minutes for each of the 170 heads of state. Chavez took the opportunity to fire a new assault at U.S. leader George Bush, claiming that Bush had been given 20 minutes. Like I say, this man believes in spitting in the wind and tugging on Superman's cape. I don't think he's long for this earth. But don't you just love him? Don't you just love him? At the press conference after his speech, Chavez said that the United States was a terrorist state because of its actions in Iraq, Robertson's assassination call, and for harboring this guy, Luis Posador Carriles, who is wanted for the bombing of a Cuban airliner. Chavez went on to say, it's a terrorist state. It is a government that violates all rules and behaves shamelessly, he says. The United States is the champion of double standards, says Chavez. The United States government defends terrorism. They talk of a fight against terrorism, but they commit terrorism, state terrorism, said Chavez. The Venezuelan president said the United States had used napalm in Iraq, true, and protects Posada Carriles, who is being held in the United States on immigration charges, I would say weenie charges. They're trying to protect him, evidently, because of him bombing a Cuban airliner. The Venezuelan leader arrived in New York on Thursday morning, having kept in doubt whether he would attend the summit at all. Very wise. He probably came in on a muleback or something, because with Bush denying his security team and medical doctors, don't you think they were setting him up to kill him? I wonder how he got in here. Probably came across the southern border with paid $200, and they brought him across in a donkey cart or something, because, of course, the southern border of the United States is totally open. But he got there anyway and was able to make his speech. Chavez charged on Tuesday that the United States has denied visas to his security and medical teams. He also complained that his presidential jet, ooh, he did come in on jet, had been ordered to an airport far from the UN building. Stepping up the political hostilities as Chavez arrived, the U.S. administration released a report saying that Venezuela had failed demonstrably to meet its counter-narcotics obligations over the past year. I'll bet you Chavez is just laughing about that one. Can you imagine this administration that houses the number one drug dealer of all times in America, George H.W. Bush, has brought more hundreds of tons of opium and cocaine into this country than any person on the face of the earth? That the Bush administration is saying that they've issued a report that Venezuela has failed demonstrably to meet its counter-narcotics obligations over the past year. I'll bet Chavez would have a lot to say about that. We need to try to get him on the radio. That's what we need to do, and ask him about the Bush crime family's drug running. I'll bet he'd have a lot to say about that. But anyway, thought you'd enjoy that, a little bit of news from out of the country, because it's awfully hard to get this kind of news here in the USA with our controlled press. Controlled media. All right, folks. Listen, we have a few minutes here, and I've been hollered at by one person anyway for not opening up the phone lines. If you'd like to call in tonight, please do. Call in. We got a few minutes late left on the show at 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. And we'll be happy to take your call. I have a lot of news here before me today that I'm going to get into in the next couple days, it looks like, because I'm not able to get to it tonight. But have you heard about the spy ring busted? IPAC scandal breaks loose. Well, if you get the American Free Press, you know about it, because Richard Walker over there has written an article about, once again, the Israelis spying on the American people. Not new, it's been going on for years and years, but prominent neocons in our government have been spying on the United States. So this is a long report, and I may get into it tomorrow if we have time, folks, but I won't try to get into it tonight because I've got 5 pages here, but it's very important. Spy ring busted, IPAC, that's the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, has been caught spying and running spies here in the United States. Let's go to Paul. Who's on the line, Paul? Mike in Maryland. Mike, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Hey, great show as always.
Thank you.
I was going to say something, comment briefly what you're saying. You know, it's funny how that Deputy Secretary of Defense Fife in the Pentagon, he had some Israeli spy. It got busted. We haven't. That's been over a year ago. We haven't heard anything about that.
Oh, and you're not going to, Mike.
And then
they hush those things up real quick.
And then they had that queer governor in New Jersey, and his butt boy was a, his lover was a Israeli, and you know he had to have been working for Mossad or something like that, and he was appointed to the Homeland Security head of New Jersey. You know,
Jim, or Mike, don't you think we get the kind of government we deserve? I got to kind of laugh about this because the American people, Mike, sit back and let all this happen. They don't make any noise whatsoever. And this is the kind of government we get. And Mike, I believe we deserve it.
Well, so, and the guy's still...
We don't press these issues, Mike, like we should.
And the guy's still governor, isn't he? Or has he been doing out of office?
I think he's still governor, I believe.
That's insane. It's totally insane. But the main thing I want to talk about is your signal kind of faded in and out, so I don't want to be redundant in what you were talking about. But I don't know if this was the same speech or if this was at another time, but I heard this on the Power Hour on another show. But Chavez recently said that the United States is planning on invade. No, he said that on Nightline. And I heard this on another shortwave radio station, that the United States is planning on invading Venezuela.
Well, I believe there's an easier way to do it. They want to take this man out. They want to take over his oil. The best way to do it is to shoot him, you know, assassinate him and put in a lackey that will obey the United States. We do that all the time all over the country, over the world, Jim, or Mike. So
sure.
We don't have to invade that nation, although... a possibility, but Bush has been given orders that he has to get into Iran and Syria in the months ahead, and so I don't think he has time. He may send a hit team down there and take out old Chavez, but and then put in a puppet lackey that'll give him a couple sacks full of maybe $6 million to put in his bank account. Put it in there. He'll do everything America wants him to do, but because he don't want to get shot in the head either. But
sure.
I think Hugo Chavez knows that Bush would love to invade that country, Mike. But I just don't see that happening because he's got to get into Iran and
I know.
And the top leaders of this international crime syndicate in the world has told him to go into Iran and Syria next because. Syria, they got to take out, put in a puppet government because that's the pipeline to Israel.
Sure.
Putting through, and Syria's not going along with it.
Yeah.
And Iran has tremendous control in that whole area down there. They need to take that out. And,
sure.
And so I think that Hugo is in terrible danger of being knocked off, but I don't think he's going to be invaded. I could be wrong, though.
Well, no, he could be right, but somebody who I admire, Robert Chapman, who mainly talks about finances. But he has an international forecaster, and the guy used to be in the NSA of the CIA, but he's a shortwave radio program, and he said over a year ago that we're going to invade Venezuela, and apparently somebody within the intelligence community leaked an information to Hugo Chavez, probably to preempt any possible attack. But like you say though, I mean they probably tried to assassinate him, but he's so popular, even if they do. I think somebody will probably fill his shoes. It'll probably carry on the same policies.
But you'd sure like to, wouldn't we?
Yeah.
I'd like to think that would be true. Mike, I'm going to go to some other callers, but
okay,
you bring up some good points. Thanks a lot. Let's go to Jim in Arizona. Jim in Arizona, how are you doing?
Brother Jack, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Good to have you on. We're running out of time, though.
It's always nice to be on. I love you, but I got to ask you to do something for me. Let's be a little bit careful about insinuating that Castro is a nice guy.
Well, no,
he's a bum.
Not a nice guy. No, I never insinuated that.
Well, you were saying that. Yeah, I know what you said, but I just want to make sure that people understand that Fidel Castro is.
I don't know any communist that's a nice guy, Jeff. I don't think I'll ever say a communist is a nice guy because most of them have their heads screwed on so backwards that they don't even know what nice is.
Well, I was in a hospital in Pittsburgh in 1960, and there was a little guy in my room. His name was Mr. Garcia.
Uh-huh.
And he cried day and night, cried and cried, cried and cried. Finally, his brother came in, and I said, what's the matter with your brother? He said, well, he's dying of a broken heart. And I said, sir, you can't die from a broken heart. He said, well, Fidel Castro took a machine gun and cut his little boy and his wife in half with machine gun fire in front of him and deported us from Cuba. And he said, he's dying of a broken heart. And a couple of days later, he did. He died.
He would die. That's right. That's right.
Yep. I saw it happen.
No dictator I know of, that the communist especially, is a nice guy.
Yeah.
Our police and military association here will never even get close to saying that about somebody.
No, of course you wouldn't. But I'm just saying that Chavez might have said something that's true. But, I'm not sure he or Castro are on the United States side.
Well, I agree with you. I think you're right, Jim. Well, listen, I've got to run. I've got a full board of calls.
Okay, brother.
Calling in.
God bless you.
Okay, Lord bless you, too. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, I hope, folks, that you don't get the impression by things we say here that we're in love with dictators or communists, because, Hugo Chavez, I probably wouldn't go to lunch with him. He's probably not my type, because he probably is a mean little ornery person, but he certainly said a lot of right things about this crime family that controls America. We'll be right back.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Have you heard about the Ark Institute and their famous non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds? No genetic engineering there. In fact, you may never need to buy seeds again. These days, you need to ensure that your family can eat no matter what happens. The Ark Institute has agreed to offer Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirlooms and their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. Their packets are generous enough for fresh eating, seed saving, and canning and freezing, too. Green beans, corn, carrots, peas, the list goes on and on. Learn how to be self-sufficient in good times and bad. A complete family food security package is just $99. And remember, shipping is free. Call 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Jack, how you doing? Hey, what's going on at the UN now between Kofi Annan and John Bolton are going to have far-reaching consequences. Kofi lost a lot of his reform goals in this latest conference because of John Bolton. He almost lost his mentioning in any of the UN plans of the Millennium Development Goals, which are part and parcel of the International Banker's Plan to transfer wealth from the first world to the third world. And he did obviously lose his Kyoto Protocol and the U.S.'s involvement in the International Criminal Court, both of which are major goals of the international bankers, the G8, et cetera. I think Kofi's time is running out here, and I think there's going to be quite a shakeup, and I think Bush could suffer a backlash because of it. And that's my comment. My question is, how can I get information on your 72-hour survival kit? I didn't see it on your website.
Oh, yes, it's not up there. Our webmaster has finally got his computer up. He was down 3 months, and we've really been suffering. So hopefully we'll have that kind of information up there, Jeff.
Good deal.
What I'll do is I'll pull that out, and I will get that again. It's on my desk somewhere here, and I will give it out over the air again, too.
Good deal. I appreciate it. Take care and God bless.
So thanks a lot. Take care now. Let's run to Drew in Little Rock, our favorite Marine down there. Drew, welcome to the program, brother.
Yes, sir. God bless you. I'm proud of you for standing up for Chavez. Man, that was great. It's VHeadlines.com there.
Yeah, I've never supported a little socialist guy like him before, but I sure like his guts, man.
Well, I got news for you. This guy came in and tried to take the government over in a coup back in 1988 because George Herbert Walker Bush put his mainstream people in there, and then it's the Clinton Bush crime family, including the president, who want Chavez out because he loves the people. People on this show that are calling in, Chavez and Castro, you think they're the same? They're not. Chavez loves his people. His people stand behind him. 78% of the people, 78%
wow,
of the people voted for him.
My goodness gracious.
Now, with all of that said, Jack, I love the fact that there's other people, especially in the police and news administration, that are paying attention to this man who is building hospitals, building roads, putting money back into the people, and he's preventing the super rich and the one world order people from taking over Central South America. This guy, a lot of people call him a socialist. If his brand of socialism is what's there, it's better than what we've got in America, because he's got people out there protecting his people, and he wanted to send oil to the United States just for the poor. Oil and gas, he wanted to send doctors up here. George Bush said no. Learn what the facts are out there.
Oh, yeah,
you got some great callers, Jack, and they just need to get more information.
Okay, brother. Well, listen, thank you, Drew.
God bless you.
Right.
You had a great show tonight.
Everything you said was right on target. Thank you, brother. Take care. Well, did I hear the music out there? Yes, I hear the music out there playing, folks. Well, I guess that's it for tonight. Lord bless all of you out there, and we'll be back with you tomorrow night, God willing. Don't forget, this old cop truly does love you. I truly do. Good night.
Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.